I can't believe you, Ali.
What?
8 months we've been doing this show. We've taken a couple of weeks off, and you have been angling to get your old co-host on from Hobart on
Listen,
this very show.
I haven't been angling at all. If I want him on, I'll bloody ring him. But
no, well, you're getting him on the show.
Of course, I'm getting him on the show. He joins us right now. Good morning, David Edward Noonan.
You might ring me. I might answer.
Yeah, I know. Usually he doesn't. He's as bad as you, Bilko. It seems to be a common thing with male co-hosts, but no, I've got him on the show because this man, Dave, who joins us now, is one of the most passionate Melbourne Demons supporters
right.
that you could ever come across. I mean, it's probably the only time I ever saw, in the 3 years we're working together, him lose his poo.
I was losing it a bit on the weekend. So, 17, through a mate of mine. Good morning, Bilko, by the way.
Yeah, good morning, mate, yeah. Right, we're talking AFL here, which, look, I don't even
He'll
follow.
He'll just tune out.
you're an unsophisticated man. So I fluked into the AFL function over there with a mate, and so I'm there in a suit, and they're all quite, they're restrained in some way, even though they're supporting footy, and my mate and I are both ridiculously passionate. So we're cracking it, we're screaming and whatever. And I can see everyone looking at us. And I thought, oh, surely everyone's like this, aren't they? And then, you know, in the second quarter when we were starting to get flogged,
yep.
and we both went very quiet and very grumpy. Mm. And all the people were consoling us. There was one woman who spent about a quarter saying, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. It was one of those situations where I realised that I'm an absolutely ridiculous supporter.
Yeah, you are.
I know.
You definitely are.
I don't know whether it's a bad quality or a good quality.
Well, it's just a quality.
How ridiculous has Dave gone in the past supporting his Melbourne Demons? Oh. I mean, I know they've got a lot to celebrate after the weekend. But.
My worst ever was in a final. We don't make finals forever. But my worst ever was we'd been ahead against Adelaide in a final and they made a dramatic comeback and we just succumbed completely. So I smashed our new table. It was a fold-out table. And I banged down so hard I smashed the hinges and ruined it. It was a grand of table. So that was probably one of my best efforts.
Yeah, he's hilarious to sit behind at the footy, Bilks,
right.
when the Demons were in town in Hobart playing against the Roos. I'd video him. I was just crying with laughter. It's hilarious. But, Dave, I did want to ask you because you've been to grand finals in Melbourne before.
Yeah, not for a long time, though.
No, yeah. But what? Not with the Demons, that's for sure. How did it compare having the game over in Perth? Because obviously we're on the verge of having the NRL grand final here in Brisbane for the very first time. Did it feel the same?
And of course, you had the AFL grand final at the Gabba last
that's
year.
That's
it. It was amazing. I thought they did an incredible job with it. Even the entertainment, I thought they just really scheduled it really well and it was very professionally done. An amazing stadium, Optus Stadium. I hadn't been there before. An incredible stadium. And, I just had a fantastic afternoon. Having said that, all my feelings about the stadium, the game, everything would be tempered by the fact that we won by 7-4 points.
I know.
7 years. Like,
were you crying at the end of the game?
No, Matt and I didn't cry.
Yeah.
We were both very emotional. I know it sounds ridiculous to anyone who's not into sport, but somehow it's very tribal and it becomes part of you. And to have that monkey off our back after so long, because we've been a weak club, And culturally, there's just been some weakness there. And to see them fight back and then slaughter the Doggies, who I like, by the way, if it wasn't us, I'd like to see the Doggies win. But it was just very emotional, and it just feels like a vindication of all the effort.
Look, it'll be the same if the Rabbitohs win in the NRL this weekend. I mean, they haven't been out of the game for a few years, so it's good to see an underdog come up. And I think the way the world's changed has certainly helped the underdog so much now.
Not 57 years, though, Bill.
No. Okay.
And look, Dave, I did want to ask you, obviously you being well under 57.
I'm 28.
28. But, I mean, for you and, well, for a lot of people have gone their entire lives supporting
absolutely.
This team. I just can't even fathom how you've stuck in there that long.
I don't know what it is either. People say, why don't you change your team? But it's that tribal thing, you just can't change it.
No.
But honestly, it's a character flaw. If you know someone who's changed their team, That's it.
No, you're right. I could never barrack for New South Wales, that's for sure.
Look, it's been incredible. It's been an incredible ride. And it was really noticeable that I think the whole country, even though the doggies are affectionately regarded, I think the whole country wanted the D's to win. And over there in Perth, there were so many people walking around in red and blue. Yeah. And I'd say at Optus, that would have probably been two-thirds were going for the Demons at least.
Wow.
And then around Perth afterwards, we did have a bit of a play. And everyone seemed to be in red and blue. Mind you, if you're a doggy supporter, you're probably taking your colours off. So.
Yeah, probably. how many times did you sing the old, it's a grand old flag? How many times?
Did you hear that I'm hoarse? I was catching up with a group of friends and we got to the pub, one particular pub, which a lot of people were going to. And they weren't singing, so we had about 10 renditions in a row, yeah.
It's the emblem for me and for you. Well, Dave Noonan, honestly, I am so happy for you. Super thrilled.
And
I'm so happy for every other long-suffering Melbourne Demon supporter. The right team won on the day, and geez, they had an absolute cracker. And I know some people have said, oh, you know, but you don't want to see that much of a score difference in a final, but it was still super entertaining.
Well, you think about it, though. It had lots of chops and changes, but we were only 10 points up or something at three-quarter time.
That's it.
And we'd been 4 goals up and they'd got back in 3 minutes. So when you think about it, it wasn't decided really until the last quarter.
Yep.
And probably 5 minutes in the last quarter was when you suddenly went, oh, this is a landslide. But up until then, like I said, I was panicking.
Yeah,
I've got a rule. You know, my rule is that you've got to be they have to score more than one goal every minute. So when we were 10 goals up with 10 minutes to go, I was starting to relax.
Yeah. Well, goal of the match for me, Christian Petrarca's little corner effort. That was just amazing.
It was amazing.
I reckon that got him on the right path to victory. Anyway, Dave.
Well, thank you so much for getting me on. Go G's. It's a grand old flag. It's a high-flying flag.
And this is the only time you'll be pushing their flag, Dave, because hey, AFL. Hey, AFL.
Oh, come
Thanks
on.
Thanks very much, Bill Cole. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Dave. David Edward Noonan, my former co-host, and an absolutely exceptional AFL player in his own right. He actually won. Yeah, he won Tassie's top award. I think it's a Hecksmith Medal, something like that. Back in his day, he's an absolute gun. So yeah, thanks, Bilks.
Congrats to
all the Demons supporters.
Good to have some AFL legends on the radio. Even though they were, 40 years ago.
How dare you? Not that long ago.
12 to 8 at Zinc.